The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I have been asking people, and people have been forthcoming, with the driving music. We are hitting the road after the show today at 7 o'clock. The entire Hard Shoulder team piling into the car like a clown car when we get to Kenmare will all spill out. So we need some distraction for the 4 hour journey. Joe Malloy and the lads and Off the Ball will provide some of it, but we'll need a little bit of music as well. So we are putting together a playlist, or we've been trying to. Jess Kelly has been helping in that regard. So Jess, what are people suggesting?
Well, that suggestion, the Queen song came in from Olivia on Instagram, which I think is a 5-star suggestion.
Better than Shane Coleman's.
Well, Shane, yeah.
Maybe You Can Drive My Car by the Beatles. I know it has a car in it, but that can't, that does not qualify it as a driving song. No, sorry, Shane, you're out.
I think he was going for a theme, which I appreciate. Kira obviously suggested Mr. Brightside this morning, which I liked very much.
Yeah, good song. Fair play to Kira.
One of them
knows what they're about.
One of them does. Now, I have to say, and not to be a judgy cow, but some of the suggestions that have come in have been woeful.
Oh, right, okay.
Somebody recommended that we just have Bjork on repeat.
Oh, good God. No, we wouldn't make it.
I'd rather walk.
We wouldn't make it. We'd be somewhere in Tipperary and we'd have all killed each other.
I wouldn't be
into
that.
I don't think we'd even reach Tip.
No, we wouldn't. We wouldn't. Somebody said Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel. Is that a driving song?
No. No.
It's a karaoke 3 o'clock in the morning kind of song.
Is it even that? It's kind of an interesting video. That's about as much as I'd say about Sledgehammer.
Do you know what? Phil got onto me on Instagram with the suggestion and it's been stuck in my head ever since. Eagles, Take It Easy.
Oh yeah, yes.
That is a good driving
song.
Do
you know what? Do you know what? I know there's a theme emerges, right? It's all dad music. Driving music is dad music. So it's like the Allman Brothers Band, it's Creedence Clearwater Revival, it's Lynyrd Skynyrd, it's Journey, it's all of that.
Well,
it's dad music.
We've compiled the list.
Stevie Nicks, Edge of 17, dad
music. That's a great
music.
Song.
Dad music though.
Okay, we have our 10 songs. Do you want to, run you through some
of them? Oh, great. We've whittled it down.
Now, this is based on, because people have been texting in since News Talk Breakfast. I know you and Andrew, I love that Andrew got a Westlife mention in.
Yeah, but her recommendation was Rapper's Delight by the Sugarhill Gang.
Which is the least Andrea Gilligan song.
Now, it's 14 minutes long and it's a long journey to Kenmare. So maybe that was the inspiration.
Well, somebody did suggest playing a full, the full Dark Side of the Moon album the entire way down.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So a concept album could work. But the songs that we have so far, right? Now, you'll be devastated to know Shane Coleman wasn't the only person to recommend Drive My Car.
Oh, so it's on the list.
It's on the list. I'm sorry.
Skip.
I'm very sorry.
That's what the skip button's for.
Tina Turner, The Best.
Yeah, okay.
Are you not going to be singing all these on your way down?
I'm not sure. That might get skipped as well, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gimme Shelter, The Rolling Stones.
Yeah, take
great
a bit of that.
One. Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I'm going to allow a bit of Miley in
there.
Are
you going to allow it?
Yeah.
My recommendation made it because I compiled the list. The Chain, Fleetwood Mac.
Yes, absolutely, Jess. That's up there.
So this is where we're at with our list at the moment, but we still want to try and compile this. So I'm going to put this together for you and you're not allowed to listen to anything else other than our playlist by the time you're driving down to Kenmare.
Well, Thomas Gregg is on the line. He's a taxi driver in Dublin, so behind the wheel of a car for many, many hours every day. Thomas, what are you listening to?
At the moment, I'm listening to quite a few Irish bands. Lazarus Soul have a great new album out. You have the Mary Wallowers, Cordiver Oil and Lemon Juice. You'll definitely enjoy that on your long drive.
Okay.
The Damien Dempsey, you can't beat him either. Some great songs. The Emotional Fish, they're all pretty older bands. Celebrate, another great song back in the day.
Do
Fontaine's PC.
Oh, yeah. Do you like the new... Somebody suggested their new single a little bit earlier from Fontaine's DC. Favourite from Fontaine's DC. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's different. They've kind of moved on from their earlier stuff. They Can't Beat the Poison of Ireland, one of the early songs. But yeah, Fontaine's pretty good.
Do patrons in the car, Thomas, often request music? Do they say, oh, yeah, will you stick on this song for me?
Yeah, well, it'll probably request radio stations, like you'll say.
News Talk. That's what I'm building up to, Thomas. You're like, trying to say, everyone who gets into the cab, you're blue in the face listening to people say, Fruity, turn on Kieran Cuddihy there.
But I heard you mention the sports programme, the boys at 7 o'clock. But don't forget, you'll be still driving at 10 o'clock. You'll have Tom Dunn. Two great hours of music.
Two great hours of music. That is right. It's a great mix. Actually, somebody's texting in, what about Tom Dunn and a bit of Parachute? That is true.
Is that from Tom Dunn?
Claire, we might check that phone number. That might have been Tom Dunn texting in. Africa by Toto is a great driving song. It is. Barry and Carrickmacross.
Yeah.
Proud Mary, epic driving song as well. Eugene Drennan is with us. Eugene is president of the Irish Road Haulage Association. Again, someone who spends an awful lot of time behind the wheel and has done for many years. So, Eugene, what's your particular tip? What's your favourite music to listen to?
Well, my tip would be to vary it. You shorten the journey. The old Goban Irish phrase, to shorten the road by communication or by music. And you don't feel the road if you have a variety.
Okay, so what's included in your variety?
Well, I'd be sort of classical and maybe traditional music, maybe a bit of jazz. Different varieties up and down. I'd be in T.G. Cahar after 7 p.m. I'd be marking the morning at 7 a.m. and in between news channels, and then perhaps anything to do with opera and ballet. It's beautiful, short of the road. You have great, great music, great seconds and gorgeous music like Swan Lake or Madame Butterfly. Fabulous.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's very relaxing. Because I was wondering, because I don't drive, so I'm normally the backseat passenger. I can't help you at all in terms of your driving technique, but I can shout and control the Spotify playlist.
And would you ever, Jess, include some of the music that we've just heard from Eugene?
No, but I absolutely love that idea, because I normally would go to, you know, those big power ballads that you'd scream in the shower or the big rocky anthems. I'd never think of something as relaxing as that.
Maria Callas is lovely to listen to. Oh, my Bambino Caro.
Okay.
Yeah, there you are. See, Eugene and me, we're on the same wavelength.
Wow.
Lakme, the flower duet. Absolutely beautiful to listen to, isn't it, Eugene?
Yeah, it is indeed. And even, you know, Jessie Norman, the black woman who's the great opera singer, she sings such powerful songs. Nina Simone, Peggy Lee, Bit of Dixieland, and then any of the big lads, Pavarotti, Carreras, or Domenico.
Oh, listen.
Then if you read from Frankie Gavin.
This is great. It's great inspiration here now, Eugene.
Durkin and the Black Velvet Band to take you back into the day. When I was starting out, you know, the lads were standing on one side of the dance hall and the girls were on the other. So any of those old songs that come up take my mind away into a time zone and a place. And it's nice to remember.
Oh, brilliant. Graham from Montanati says Autobahn by Kraftwerk. Somebody else says Stairway to Heaven. Or an Irish band, Kneecap. The song name is Get Your Brits Out. That's from Noel. Oh, no. Noel Gallagher was raving about them. I thought the text was from Noel Gallagher. Liam obviously listens to the show, not Noel so much. A Certain Kind of Passion by Paul Young. Very fast spin across the R336 to Screaming Connemara with that on loud in an old Alfa Romeo is my idea of perfection, according to one of our listeners. Jess, sorry, you mentioned something there actually in passing. You control the playlist.
Yeah.
It's a big kind of part of any journey with you, is it?
As a control
freak.
Relinquishing
control to Jess.
Yeah, I take control in every single situation. It drives people insane.
The person driving gets to determine.
No, they don't. They don't have a say in the matter. But the thing that I've learned, my top tip, and it's actually from working with Tom Dunn back in the day, is you play to the audience, not your own music taste. So when you're curating a playlist for a long drive or for a house party or for a barbecue, you need to think about who's going along. And so you can have a bit of everything, as we have with our playlist. You don't want to just have, you know, Taylor Swift's entire back catalogue for the 4 hours to Kenmare, because that would go, it would grate on a few people in the car, I'd say. So variety is a spice of life. You want to have a bit of everything. And you also want to have it so that they're songs people know, rather than having to Google or Shazam sneakily in the back of the car, what in the name of all that's holy is this?
What great taste your haulage driver has. I always imagined these truck drivers listening to rock and metal. Who knew it was such a serene space in that cab? Go on, Eugene, says that listener. Go on, Eugene, indeed.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.